Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another segment of The Singles Life. Ladies and gentlemen, there has been a lot of stir going on about a particular man who has been given explanation to reason as to why women can't find a good man or a good man cannot find a woman. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that both sides are not God. That's the key. Whatever God wants you to have, He will give you. It's no question about that. We have to realize that everyone has an opinion. Everyone seeks resolution. Everyone has problems. Everyone makes mistakes. I believe in some of the rhetoric that Kevin Samuels says. In many cases, it's true. It can be considered brutal, but it's true. But we have an opportunity to change ourselves. We have an opportunity to get better. And I see in some of the conversations, in some of the predicaments, in some of the questions, that they leave very little room for wiggle. Wiggle is a way of life. We have to get into things, and we have to get out of things as well. It's important to note that there's something beyond opinions. It's called God. And God has a way of doing things the way that He wants them to be done. There's no man, there's no woman that can offer a solution as well as this man, God, can. Some of you may debate over situations, be confused over predicaments, and be utterly amazed out of what comes out of some people's mouth. But I'm here to tell you that God will find a way, because love always finds a way. The music that you hear behind us is Lionel Richie, and this song has been out for quite some time. It goes to show you that the past has solutions for the future. We're going to take a pause right here, give you an opportunity to listen and hear the words of this song.
Soul.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, love will find a way. I have had the opportunity to listen to many of the Kevin Samuel shows, and I have some understanding of his point of view. He gives you a lot of statistical data, which can hold a conversation. But what I am somewhat confused over is that no one knows the future. Numbers are just what they are, numbers. And some of us are going to fall into those predicaments. But there is something called hope. And hope has a way of superseding numbers. I hope you can articulate that and understand it and embrace it into the core of your heart. You see, when you pray, things change. It doesn't matter what man or woman would say. As I said earlier, they just have an opinion. What we're going to try to do here is offer some solutions in musical selections and in facts that God always answers prayers. Now, there are times when it's not exactly what you want them to be, because ultimately He knows what's best for you. This particular show of the Singles Life offers you hope beyond someone's understanding, beyond someone's statistical data and how they analyze data. It's not always true that way. We're going to take a pause here and we're going to play a selection. And I hope you can get into the groove, the music, so that you know that it's going to be all right.
Yeah. Oh, baby. Hang in there, baby.
Make love tonight.
Don't be afraid.
That'll make it all right. I know just how you feel. I wanna hold you tight.
But we've almost got it made. Now that we've caressed, a kiss so warm and tender, I can't wait till we reach that sweet moment of surrender. We'll hear the thunder roar, feel the lightning strike. Virgin of the world, we can't help but make it, cause there's true love between us, yeah. So let us touch that cloud that every girl dreams of.
Open up the door, that's the key to the freedom that we've opened.
So, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of the comments that I've heard Mr. Samuels say is that women that have children are devalued. On the flip side of the coin, a lot of women are saying that they want a six-figure man. Mr. Samuels gives you the statistics that say only 1% of African-American men earn that kind of money. So some choices have to be made. Some decisions have to be looked at very carefully. Women sometimes say, and I've heard it a few times, I don't want to settle. Does that mean that you're willing to settle to be alone? For men, we want everything that we can see because we are people of the nature that likes eye candy. Some of you all know what I'm talking about. These issues are complex. A woman wants a high-figured man, but is she qualified to have him? You bring in children. Mr. Samuel says that's a downside. You bring in attitude, that you feel that you look so good that you deserve so much more. Well, these are the complexities that have people, some angry, some not so angry. Some understand, some don't understand. Well, it's going to take everyone coming together at the table of understanding to find a reconciliation. There has to be a solution for this. I think both sides have to give a little to get a lot, because happiness does have a price attached to it. Everyone knows that, but are you willing to pay the price?
You're just as sweet as peaches and cream.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, it's told that as we get older, that we should gain wisdom. Now is the time to start using it. Some of the realities of wisdom is that you never get everything that you want. It's been said that it's always an 80-20 split. Is that true? Well, we have to ask around and see what perspective is brought out. What I do know is that compromise is a good way to go. There opportunities abound. There's still lots of good men available. There's still wonderful, wonderful women with children available. And we have to find that happy medium, no matter what no one says or someone can say. We all are entitled to our opinion. I believe that Kevin Samuels has a very successful show. I believe that he's doing his best as he sees it. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to dislike or put down someone who's trying to make a difference. Whether I agree with everything, well, I don't think that's going to happen. Some are not going to agree with me, and others I won't agree with them. I understand and I comprehend that good people are left behind because of stubbornness. And if you want to make a change in this world, you have to cross the road. Get on the side of the track that says, I'm willing to compromise. That is what's important. God then has an opportunity to step in and mend broken fences, heal suffering hearts. That's what needs to happen. To all of the people who say women that have children are a liability, I would say that someone has to help to raise them. We are all supposed to be a community of love. Putting your hands in, getting them sometimes dirty, to help a youth groom himself so that he could be better for our future is what is needed. It's mandatory. And the situation is not just on men. Sometimes it's women that help groom the male or the female. It works both ways. So I'm not in agreement with Mr. Samuels when he says that women who have children are going to be left out, or you're going to die alone. God determines that. It's beyond his pay grade and beyond mine. I'm going to continue with some musical selections to give credence and understanding and to make it just a little bit easier to understand.
Been going your way, 'cause you with satisfaction. Yeah, I've shown you pleasures, girl. You thought you'd never feel. Said you were flying like the world was far below us. You said there's no way that I could take you higher still.
The Singles Life, King Scott Radio and TV. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have just a little more discussion just to bring out some of the other points of view. I can express that the confusion amongst men and women have been long going. You see, we have to understand one major thing. We're not designed alike. Men are designed a certain way, and so are women. And within those avenues, you have to decide what it is that you can accept. You see, no one wants to be hurt. If you enjoy dealing with people who will abuse your feelings, abuse you physically, then you're going to have some problems. If you enjoy people who want to uplift you and see you do better than you was doing, you're going to have success. And those are the differences. It's your choice. It's your prerogative. And it's how you view things in your life. You get to decide. As we continue to develop this conversation in the singles life, it becomes imperative that we understand that there's a difference. It's important to note that you have to come to grips with your own frailness, your own impracticalities. And once you're able to do that and embrace it, you'll find that you understand what type of person you need in your life. It's not an opinion of one or the other. People are going to have their say-so. That's their God-given right. But is what you do that counts. This next selection sort of puts that in context. Let me see what you think.
Let's give it time.
You know, sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you have to look at a person and say that I can bring out the best in him or her. That's an important analyzation, simply because you can't always see what you can get. Sometimes you can see what you can do. See, we are supposed to get into each other's lives and make it better. You can't be selfish and self-righteous and say, this is what I want, this is what I should have. When you do things like that, you can certainly find yourself being lonely for the rest of your life. This next selection, as we bring it forth, gives you an opportunity to see what you can do to enlighten someone, to push someone up the hill as opposed to pulling them down in the gutter. These are the things that we need in this world in the 21st century. We thought it was going to be better, but the facts are it's not. Dealing with COVID-19, handling our former president, wow, it's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to do. And now we need to grab hold to one another and push each other over the hill. That is what's needed today.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees, and your love beside me. That would be all I need. If this world were, I'd give you anything.
If this world were mine, I would make you a king with wealth untold. You could have anything. If this world were,
honey.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I would just want to offer one more thing and one more selection. I've been told this many times over my lifetime, and from what my understanding has been and is, God is always in control. Not Kevin Samuels, not Kevin Scott, not King Scott Radio and TV. Just the fact that he knows what he's doing. This last selection will give you the conclusion. Be blessed. King Scott, Radio and TV. The Singles Life, King Scott Radio TV.